Okay, this meeting's being recorded.
Okay, this is the regularly scheduled meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. What is the date?
17th.
Today's Wednesday, the 17th.
It is April 17th.
Day after last night.
And the first budget, we're starting to do our budgets. The first budget is Seth Bay from the Veterans Officer, doing the Veterans Budget. And Seth, you're up. You're the first budget, and then we're going to go off and do a discussion down with public facilities about NewCal, but that'll be in the other room.
Could you introduce yourself?
Sorry. But at the beginning of the meeting, is Council Albright, Council Kalis, Council Kritzman, and we also have
Cody.
Council Cody. Sorry, it's been a long week.
That's okay.
Seth, you're up to present your budget.
Okay. Where would you like to begin?
What you were doing during the last fiscal year, and also what you're planning on for this fiscal year, and any of the changes in your budget. Especially because people always have questions about why your budget's going down 31.93%.
Well, let's tackle that one first.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been here almost 5 years, but I've got 10 years in the vocation. I think this is what I'm seeing as the World War II veterans are basically pulling the biggest exit stage left. My client caseload is diminishing in that regard. The Iraq Afghan vets are really only coming in to see me for GI Bill benefits and or to get resume ready. So they're not really eligible for the benefit that we provide here at the city. So what is happening is slowly but surely the baby boomers are starting to trickle in, who's coming up on fixed income and what are they going to do for medical and dental. And some of them, they all apply. Some of them are eligible, some of them aren't. Long story very short, kind of the weeds of the situation is we have a lot of they are veterans in Newton, but they're Massachusetts National Guard, but it's a different tier group of veteran. So if you were in the National Guard for 6 years, but you don't have 91 days of active duty service, you're in a different tier group, so you're not exactly going to be able to be eligible for medical and dental benefits. You'll just be eligible for a particular stipend. So that's exactly why the negative 31.93% is because I have so many World War II veterans and Korean veterans that are on their way out, and I have a shrinkage in client caseload. I expect in the next 10 years, when all these older fellows that were Persian Gulf era start coming up in age, there'll be a backswing.
Mm-hmm. So questions?
So this chart of your operating highlights, can you tell us, is that hundreds of people?
That's not hundreds. So if you want to look at the VA federal benefit,
yeah.
So on the green tier, that is the Gulf War, Iraq, Afghan veterans. So that would be 45, so it's 4.5.
This is in tens.
Correct, this is in tens. So that would be, I have 45 Gulf War, Iraq, Afghan veterans. I have just about 38 Vietnam veterans. This is VA side of the house, not Newton city budget side of the house. And then the blue is World War II in Korea. And that seems to, as you can see, as the pendulum shifts, it goes down. So then the mass benefit, which is what the city of Newton is on the till for. Once again, the Gulf and Iraq veterans are the lowest because they're still veterans that are out there working and they're capable of either attaining work or finding education benefits. In the Vietnam, the World War II veterans are at the same peer group, just about eight of them that are still on the mass benefit. And then on the other side of the house that really no one here in City Hall ever sees is the appeal aspect, because that's case-by-case caseload, whether it's, for example, the reason the Vietnam veteran toll is so much higher is because every single year the VA comes out with a different presumptive disease that is associated with Agent Orange exposure. So now they're saying that Navy veterans that were within 12 nautical miles of Vietnam are eligible to apply for benefits through Agent Orange exposure. And that changes from legislation to legislation.
That one is 16 people, that red line is that what it is?
Yep, I have 16 Vietnam veterans currently that are in active stages or going through the appeal process through my office.
So what is that? You just help them fill out paperwork? What does that mean?
Well, naturally they come in first and they fill out the paperwork, and then any like subsidiary paperwork, whether they have private doctors and or they have buddy statements, or I'm trying to get in touch with if they, for example, separated from the military from Washington State, so I'm corresponding with that county over there to see exactly did they get a proper physical on the way out. So it's a little bit of fact finding and case management at that point when it comes to the active and the appeal side of the house.
So if they win their appeal, or which category do they go into?
They come off my rolls and then they win, and then at that point they're just on the VA database from that point on.
So that's what
I have no more dealings with them. Once they win their appeal, I there's nothing else I can do other than, you know, end stage life when it comes to burial benefits.
Okay, I get it. Thank you.
No problem.
David?
So do all veterans register with you when they come in here? I'm just wondering about number four. How do you help veterans know their entitlements? Is there a mailing you do?
Right, exactly. So there is a large web database within the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that, you know, they get an out brief. So if there's, let's just say they're separated from Hanscom and or Naval Station Newport, there's an out brief, and they come and they reach me, and that's the easiest way. But, and Jim will speak to this, there's several Marine sailors, Army soldiers, they go to this briefing and they are so ready to get out, they're not interested in seeing me. Their dad owns a plumbing company, whatever the case may be. They're going to go become a cop or firefighter. They already took their civil service test 6 months ago and they're on a waiting list. They don't come to see me other than the fact that they come in, they get their welcome home bonus, which I work with David Olson's office. And then obviously I give them the stamp of approval for the Montgomery GI Bill. But the short answer to your question is not every veteran that comes back to Newton self-identifies, mm-hmm. unless there's a census and or they're a Purple Heart recipient and they're going to look for a tax abatement. They don't exactly have to.
And then do you do any mailings to all the ones?
Well, I wouldn't do mailings unless I knew they were here.
Right.
But I do. All the veterans that I have in my database, I do one yearly mailing.
Okay.
This is me. This is what I do. Twice a year, I'm on Newton TV. This is Seth Bai. Okay. This is my hours of operation. This is what I do. And then I've got the once a month open house.
Great.
Sorry, Josh, and then Susan.
So I apologize for my lack of understanding of the benefit structure and everything, but. I noticed that it's going down $120,000, the veterans benefit reimbursement. How does that work? Is it a state reimbursement that's funneled through you?
Correct.
And so I guess I'm having trouble understanding. We allocate money that is then reimbursed by the state?
Correct.
Okay, and you're just projecting a lower expenditure this year that would then be reimbursed by the state because of this drop-off in the World War II vets?
Exactly, and Korea vets, because they're 3 years apart. They're only 3 years apart.
So the expenses, well, not the expenses, the veterans benefit expense line is actually a revenue-neutral line for the city?
It's almost, well, there's a 25% gap there because the state only reimburses us up to 75%.
So the city pays for 25% of the benefit?
75%. Correct.
Okay. And that's just dependent upon how many veterans there are who are eligible for it in the city. Are they all residents of Newton, or is it a...
They're all residents of Newton, absolutely. The only thing that's different is once the veteran dies, my case isn't over with because I absorb the widow. So I would tell you that 11 of my clients on my caseload are actually female spouses of deceased veterans.
Who may or may not be residents of Newton.
No, they're all residents. They're all residents of Newton, absolutely. No one's not a resident.
Gotcha.
Okay. First Jim, and then back to Susan.
Okay, so a couple of things that came up in the comments. So your caseload is about 200 a year?
For the VA side of the house, yes. It's 181.
And to Dave, your point, we're trying to get more of these veterans in, because what happens is Seth doesn't meet up with them and they need services, we'll never know.
Yeah.
So these, and they're very much at risk in that grouping from probably when they get out to into their 40s. And sometimes we don't even know there's something ticking in them until we get them. So
I think last year we talked about outreach efforts to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between SETI and you know, Mayor Fuller right now, there's a lot of outreach going on. There's a lot of emails going out. There's a lot of things happening. Because we're trying to get, when they had moved the Veterans Center from the post to the senior center, we lost a lot of the younger people.
Yeah.
They just vaporized. So now the goal is to try and get them to come back down to the post again.
That'll happen.
And they've had some different things they've added. So by adding the food shelter, the food program and everything else, that increased awareness, and people, the families that need food now can come in and stuff like that. So I guess that's our big outreach thing right now, to do that. Now, Seth, to your question, are you getting any of the Camp Lejeune Water people yet?
I've gotten a few, and actually I have a very interesting case now, and he just came in. Once again, from legislation to legislation, when things open up, I'm not going to get into the weeds of it, but there was a outbreak of contaminated water in Camp Lejeune from 1983 to 1989, and any Marine who served in that time frame who comes down with ALS or MS falls under that. And now, under this last administration, after the undersecretary was relieved, they broadened that. So I've got two more residents inside of Newton that have MS that have come to my office, and then they put in this subsidiary claim, because they initially put in a claim because they had MS. But I'm sorry, but it's like one of those sayings, you can't be a little bit pregnant. Like, you're either in the window or you're not. But now they just expanded the window on 2 years on either side. So I've got two more new cases of, I like to call them young men in their 50s that have MS that are now going to end up becoming eligible.
There's things like that are always out there, lurking. And this Camp Lejeune one's interesting. I'm on that list, too. Is that your children are also eligible. So at some point, the city may see children of these Marines and Navy that were stationed down there. And it's actually, they've opened the years up. It's from 1955 to like 1989 now. So it's a huge number of people. I don't know how many that means in the city of Newton, but it also means their children down the line. They haven't gone to grandchildren yet, but they said their children. So
spina bifida, things of that nature, yeah, that come.
Different kind of blood diseases.
So that can pass down?
Birth defects.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know that, so a little history on it, you know that thing that's going on Anthem with the cleaning solution stuff in the underground? It's the same kind at Camp Lejeune.
Thank you.
Oh. It was the same exact chemical.
Except we don't drink that water.
Right? We don't drink it.
Yeah.
This was actually, well, Camp Lejeune was feeding into it, the drinking system.
Yeah.
So disclaimer.
Not rushing this budget, but
public
facilities
have,
is waiting for us for the. So you have another question.
Just two quick questions. So the I don't know if anybody's reading the tab anymore, but
I
do. Yeah. Okay, so I mean, have you ever tried just putting an ad once in a while in the tab about your services?
I think I do that twice a year through the community relations, Ellen and Dana Hansen. Yeah.
You do.
Get the word out quite a bit in the town.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll keep that.
I brought water for anybody who needs one.
And
we get one water.
The money for the parade used to be in this budget.
It is in the budget.
Yeah, we raised it.
I saw it's up to $15,000. I know
it's up to $3,000.
In the past year, so
yeah.
It's up more
like
than
a
that.
Good year.
I just ran a marathon.
Okay, perfect. It's even more than that.
That's great.
So how much is it up?
Well, it's up $3,000.
$15,000. We think that's a good amount for the operations.
Okay, thank you.
That's good, and it seems like a good year to go up to the $15,000 with that.
Okay, so what we've been doing in the past years is doing approval on the budgets with it, and then as we get back to committee, the whole we'll discuss each budget and kind of go from there. So, is there a motion to approve veterans' budget? There's a motion to approve by Councilor Kalis. All in favor? That is unanimous. We leave our books here because we're coming back for bunch of more budgets, but thanks, Seth.
Thank you very much.
And now we're going down for Newtown and public facilities.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're not leaving you guys. We'll be back.
We are.
Anyone wants to hear about the Center of Active Living? We're looking for another budget done.
Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Good?